Sions, holy are in holy gospel. According to the church, Saint John may blessing me with us all, amen.
By the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, then when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I'm the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you sent forth upon your holy disciples, and on upon the third hour, do not take away from us, O good one, but renew him within us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and in your right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. O Lord, who send down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples, and your honor upon the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one, but we ask you to renew him within us, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Word, the right and life-giving Spirit, a spirit of prophecy, chastity, and spirit of holiness and righteousness, and the authority of the Almighty One. For you are the light of our souls, O you who give light to every man that comes into the world, have mercy on us. نسألك أيتها المملوءة نعمة ما رسم لأجل خلاص نفوسنا مبارك الرب إلهنا مبارك رب يوما في يوما يهينا طريقنا لأنه إله خلاصنا
أيها الملك السماعي المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والملأ لكل كنز الصالحات ومعطي الحياة هلو متفضل وحل فينا وطهرنا من كل دنسنا يا الصالح وخلص نفوسنا كما كنت مع تلاميذك يا المخلص وعطيتهم السلام هلو أيضا كن معنا ومنحنا سلامك وخلصنا ونجي نفوسنا إذا ما وقفنا في هيكلك المقدس نحسب القيام في السماء يا والدة الإله أنت يا باب السماء افتح لنا باب الرحمة.
Holy God, Holy Mighty.
You martyrs born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, who martyrs crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, who martyrs rose from the sins of heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us our iniquities, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your name. Our fathers and brethren have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, dominion, triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen.
May God wait to pay them for all who art in heaven.
In the kingdom comes, it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but us from evil. In Christ Jesus, O Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hail to you, ask you, Saint, full of glory, the ever visions, as you took us, the Mother of Christ. Lift up our prayers unto beloved the sons, and you will forgive us our sins. Hail to the Holy Virgin, has brought forth unto us the true light, Christ our God. Ask the Lord on our behalf that he have mercy seen our souls and forgive us our sins. O Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit, took us the faithful advocate for all mankind, intercede on our behalf before Christ in the world that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, O Virgin, the right and true Queen. Hail to the pride of our race, who bore to us Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, so our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Duxon, Sion, holy, A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher St. Matthew. May blessing be with us all, amen.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Glory be to God forever, amen. To the O you who on the sixth day and sixth hour was nailed to the cross for the sin which our father Adam did commit in paradise, in an unwriting of our sins, O Christ our God, and save us. I cry to God, and Lord, hear me. God, hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, morning, midday. I say my word, and he hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the sixth hour, and killed and by the tree, and by your day you made alive, that in man whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by the nail which you were nailed, rescue our minds from the thoughtness of the earthly deeds and worldly lusts to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. إِلَّا سَلَنَا دَالَّ وَلَا حُجَّ وَلَا مَعْزَرَ مِنْ أَجْلِ كَثْرَةِ خَطَايَانَا فَنَحْنُ بِكِ نَتَوَسَّلُ الَّذِي وُلِدَ مِنْكِ يَا وَلِيَ الْآلَهِ الْعَظْرَى لَأَنَّ كَثِيرًا يَا شَفَاعَةَ قَوِيَّةٌ وَمَقْبُولَةٌ عِنْدَ مُخَلِّصِنَا أيتها الأمة الطاهرة لا ترفض الخطاة من شفاعتك عند الذي ولد منك لأنه رحوم وقادر على خلاصنا لأنه تألم من أجلنا لكي ينقذنا فلتدركنا رأفتك سريعا أننا قد تمسكنا جدا أعنا يا الله مخلصنا من أجل مجد اسمك يا رب نجنا واغفر لنا خطايانا من أجل اسمك القدوس
Amen. You are our salvation amidst the fallen sinners, O Christ our God. As you stretched your holy hands from the cross, therefore all nations cry out, saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. We worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God, for of your will you were pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bondage of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory be to you. You are she who is full of grace, O Sion, called the Virgin. We praise you, for through the cross of your Son, head is fell down and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thankfully glorify the immortal Christ, our God. We exalt you, the Mother of the true light. We glorify you, saying that you to cause, for you have brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the churches, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him. We glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God. God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen,
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light, light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits right at the hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory, to judge the living, and his kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, where the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Lord, you have mercy on us, forgive us our sins. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie
eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
have mercy, O Lord. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie
eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison,
Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pentecostal Creator. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord God of hosts, be with us. For we have no help in our hardships and tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and admit, O God, our transgressions, those that you have committed willingly and those that you have committed unknowingly, those that you have committed knowingly and those that you have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Yeah.
Efez maro ot in jepim ne mai so em parakli
amin es patir agios asios agios en epnemagion amin Eflogitos Kyrios, o Theos Estos Eones, Amin. Yes, nos tiros mu epchois, mores mu eruf in genile ostiro. Je ab evnai tagro eri egun, o timeth mi en tepchois, shopshaini, Amin. Alleluia.
Amen. Alleluia.
Es muere ni pasi. Cebemot in persino gentoni di pentotire sospi a Christos grodi ne gona ver roi se fare ram shop tenen of tia suero nafti to naften chari ato ai ono soi in sof un mar in tropo sin de fare in capa so fa in no tiron te pon geniren je vine bi panto karato o rep shoi se pennoti We thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
واسمعنا ويعيننا ويقبل سؤالات وطلبات القديسين منهم بالصلاح عنا في كل حين وأن يجعلنا مستحقين أن ننال من شركة أسرار المقدسة المباركة لمغفرة خطايانا.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore us concentrate your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All enemy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rise of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this holy church and this table and this church of one God of you. أما الصالحات والنافعات فأرزقنا إياه لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وعلى قوة العدو.
And the clergy and the people might accept the affirm from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samuel, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and severe, the discourse, Saint Athanasius, Apostolic, Saint Peter, Holy Martyr, High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 siblings and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and the 200 at Ephesus, from the mouth of our Honored Father, the High Priest, Baba Amba Tawadro II, and his partner, our Father, the Bishop Amba Bulus, and from the mouth of my objective self, for blessed of glory, the Holy Name, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of ages. Amen.
Oh, Yeah.
Called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Colossians. May his holy blessings be with us all, amen. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The grace of God the Father be with you all.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to this. There is sin leading to this. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to this. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen. Yeah.
الإبراكسيس فصل من أعمال أبائنا الرسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس. بركة صلواتهم وطلباتهم فلتكن معكم ومعي يا أبائي وإخوتي، آمين. فلما كانت الليلة الرابعة عشر ونحن نحمل تائهين في بحر أدريا، ظن النوتية نحو نصف الليل أنهما اقتربوا إلى بر، فقاسوا ووجدوا 20 قامة، ولما مضوا قليلا قاسوا أيضا فوجدوا 15 قامة. وإذ كانوا يخافون أن يقعوا على مواضع صعبة، رموا من المؤخر 4 مراسٍ وكانوا يطلبون أن يصير النهار. ولما كان النوتية يطلبون أن يهربوا من السفينة وأنزلوا القارب إلى البحر بعلة أنهم مزمعون أن يمدوا مراسي من المقدم، قال بولس لقائد 100 والعسكر: إن لم يبقى هؤلاء في السفينة فأنتم لا تقدرون أن تنجوا. حينئذ قطع العسكر حبال القارب وتركوه يسكت. وحتى قارب أن يصير النهار، كان بولس يطلب إلى الجميع أن يتناولوا طعاما قائلا: هذا هو اليوم 14 وأنتم منتظرون، لا تزالون صائمون ولا تأخذوا شيئا. لذلك ألتمس منكم أن تتناولوا طعاما، لأن هذا يكون مفيدا لنجاتكم، لأنه لا تسقط شعرة من رأس واحد منكم. ولما قال هذا أخذ خبزا وشكر أمام الله أمام الجميع وكسر وابتدى يأكل، فصار الجميع مسرورين وأخذوا هم أيضا طعاما. وكنا في السفينة جميع الأنفس 276. وكلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد وتعتز وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة إلى الأبد.
Today, the 27th day of the blessed month of Baramhudab, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, all our sins and iniquity forgiven, through the dead and the mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 34 AD, our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified in the flesh for the salvation of the world. The Holy Bible testified that from the 6th hour until the 9th hour, there was darkness over all the land. The Lord Jesus Christ yielded up his spirit. The veil of the temple was torn. The earth quaked. The rocks were split in, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The Son, by his crucifixion, has fulfilled the miracle of salvation. To him is the glory, power, and dominion forever. Amen. On this day also of the year 106 of the martyrs, the Blessed Father, the Lamp of the Wilderness, and the Father of all monks of Shahid, Amba Makarios the Great, departed. This saint was born in the village of Shabshahir, district of Manuf, in the year 300 AD. His father was a priest called Abraham and had no children. In a vision, he saw the angel of the Lord, who told him that God will give him a son, and his repute will be known all over the earth, and will become a father to many spiritual children. Shortly after, he begot his son and called him Makarios, which means blessed. He was obedient to his parents, and the grace of God was upon him. When he grew up, his father pressed him to get married again at his will. So he pretended to be ill for several days. Then he asked for his father's permission to go to the wilderness for rest and seclusion. In the wilderness, he saw a vision. A cherub with wings held his hands and took him up to the top of the hill and told him, God has granted this desert to you and your sons after you as an inheritance. When he returned from the wilderness, he found his wife, who was still virgin, has died. Shortly after, his parents departed, and he gave all what they had left for him to the poor. He went to Chanshur and dwelt in a hut in the outskirts of the city. When the fame of his virtues became well known, they took him to the bishop of Ashmun, who ordained him a priest for them. They went to him to confess and partake from the holy mysteries. They appointed for him a servant to take care of his needs and to sell the wares of his hands. When Satan saw the Saint Makarios' imminent growth in virtues, He inspired a girl that had defiled herself with a young man to claim that the priest Macarius was the one committed that evil with her. The family of this young girl went to him, insulted and beaten him. They also compelled him to take care of the child and his mother. When the delivery hour came, the young girl continued to suffer for 4 days and did not deliver until she confessed her false accusation against the saint. The family of the girl went to the saint to ask for forgiveness. When Saint Macarius heard that, he fled away to the wilderness of Shihit, and he was 30 years old. Saint Macarius dwelt in the current location of El Baramos Monastery. He preserved in fasting, prayer, reading the Holy Scriptures, and contemplation. Then he went to visit Saint Antonius, who received Saint Macarius with joy and told him, "You shall be blessed at your name." Saint Antonius put on him the monastic scheme. He returned to his place and many gathered around him. His fame became well known, and many kings heard about the many miracles that God performed by his hands. He healed the daughter of the king of Antioch that was possessed by an unclean spirit. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, took him up to the top of the hill nearby the salty western lake, and told him to take this place as his dwelling. He built a cell for himself and church, which is currently known as St. Macarius Monastery. When the devil's warfare intensified against him, he went a second time to Abbot Antonius, seeking his advice for himself and for the monks that gathered around him. He faced many hardships for the sake of defending the Orthodox faith during the days of Arian Emperor Valens. He exiled him to the island of Philea, south of Aswan in Upper Egypt, where he saved the daughter of the pagan priest of this island. She was possessed with an evil spirit that tormented her. Subsequently, the priest and the people of the island believed in the Lord Christ. Afterwards, he returned to his monastery. This holy father, distinguished by his meekness, love of his children, and his forbearance with them, he also covered their weaknesses to the point that once he heard a voice from heaven saying to him, "Blessed are you, O Macarius, for you have imitated your Creator in covering weaknesses like him." When he completed his good end over, the Saint Antonius and Bahomius came with a company of the angels and saints. Then he delivered his pure soul in the hand of the Lord. He was 90 years old, and his body still present in his monastery in the wilderness of Shihit. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 78 of the martyrs, Saint Domingos was martyred. He was a native of the city of Antioch. He lived a pious and righteous life in seclusion in an isolated place. His fame became well known, for God had granted him the gift of performing healing signs and casting out demons. Multitudes gathered around him seeking the blessing and healing. When Emperor Julian the Infidel passed by the place and saw this multitude of men and women and knew of his account, became angry. He brought the saint and told him, "If you are living in this cave to please God, so why you are seeking the gratitude of men? And why don't you hide yourself from them?" The saint replied, saying, "I have given my soul and body to the hands of God, and the God of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ, and spent many years in seclusion in this cave. As those who come to me with a strong faith, I can't dismiss them." When the emperor heard his answer, he ordered his men to seal the door of the cave on him, where he delivered his soul and received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of the prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah.
is more than impossible. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent to send the apostles, apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see which you see and seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and you for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through that prayer. Ours of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember all who are master of bitterness to remember and supplications and prayers which offer up unto Lord our God's oaths. Have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all. And the resurrection of us all. Κύριε ευλογήσον εκ του κάτα Ιουέν εν Αγίον Ευαγγέλιο του λαούς μας.
Ωσάνσιν Κύριε.
سماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركته علينا أمين من مزامير معلمنا داود النبي والملك بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين أسرع جبني يا ربي فنيت روحي لا تحجب وجهك عني فأشابه لابطين في الجب يا ربي اسمع صلاتي واصغي إلى تضرعاتي بأمانتك استجب لي بعدلك رب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم
إلى الأبد
مجتاز رأى إنسانا أعمى منذ ولادته فسأله تلاميذه يا معلم من أخطأ هذا أم أبواه حتى ولد أعمى أجاب يسوع لا هذا أخطأ ولا أبواه لكن لتظهر أعمال الله فيه ينبغي أن أعمل أعمال الذي أرسلني مدام نهار يأتي ليل حيث حين لا يستطيع أحد أن يعمل ما دمت في العالم فأنا نور العالم قال هذا وثقل على الأرض وتفل على الأرض وصنع من الطفل طينا وطلب الطين عيني الأعمى وقال له اذهب اغتسل في بركة سلوام الذي تفسيره مرسلون فمضى واغتسل وأتى بصيرا فالجيران والذين كانوا يرونه قبلا أنه كان أعمى قالوا أليس هذا هو الذي كان يجلس ويستعطي وآخرون قالوا هذا هو وآخرون أنه يشبهه وأما وفقال إني أنا هو فقالوا له كيف انفتحت عيناك أجاب إنسان يقال له يسوع صنع طينا وطلع عيني وقال لي اذهب إلى بركة سلوام واغتسل فمضيت واغتسلت فأبصرت فقالوا له أين ذاك قال لا أعلم فأتوا إلى الفريسيين بالذي كان قبلا أعمى وكان سبت حين صنع يسوع الطين وفتح عينيه فسأله الفريسيون أيضا كيف أبصر فقال لهم وضع طينا على عيني واغتسلت فأنا أبصر فقال قوم من الفريسيين هذا الإنسان ليس من الله لأنه لا يحفظ السبت آخرون قالوا كيف يقدر إنسان خاطئ أن يعمل مثل هذه الآيات وكان بينهم انشقاق قالوا أيضا للأعمى ماذا تقول أنت عنه من حيث أنه فتح عينيك فقال إنه نبي فلم يصدق اليهود عنه أنه كان أعمى فأبصر حتى دعا أبوي الذي أبصر فسألوا ماذا ابنكم الذي تقولان إنه ولد أعمى فكيف يبصر الآن أجابهم أبواه نعلم أن هذا ابننا وأنه ولد أعمى وأما كيف يبصر الآن فلا نعلم أو من فتح عينيه فلا نعلم هو كامل السن اسألوا فهو يتكلم عن نفسه قال أبواه هذا لأنهم كان يخافان من اليهود لأن اليهود كانوا قد تعهدوا أنه إن اعترف أحد بأنه المسيح يخرج من المجمع لذلك قال أبواه أنه كامل السن اسألوه فدعوا ثانية الإنسان الذي كان أعمى وقالوا له أعطي مجدا لله نحن نعلم أن هذا الإنسان خاطئ فأجاب خاطئ هو لست أعلم إنما أعلم شيئا واحدا إني كنت أعمى والآن أبصر فقالوا له أيضا ماذا صنع بك كيف فتح عينيك أجابهم قد قلت لكم ولم تسمعوا لماذا تريدون أن تسمعوا أيضا ألعلكم أنتم تريدون أن تصيروا له تلاميذ فشتموه وقالوا أنت تلميذ ذاك وأما نحن فإننا تلاميذ موسى نحن نعلم أن موسى كلمه الله وأما هذا فما نعلم من أين هو أجاب الرجل إن في هذا عجبا إنكم لستم تعلمون من أين هو وقد فتح عيني ونعلم أن الله لا يسمع للخطاة ولكن إن كان أحدا يتقي الله ويفعل مشيئته فلهذا يسمع منذ الدهر لم يسمع أن أحدا فتح عيني مولود أعمى لو لم يكن هذا من الله لم يقدر أن يفعل شيئا فقالوا له في الخطايا ولدت أنت بجملتك وأنت تعلمنا فأخرجوه خارجا فسمع يسوع أنه أخرجوه خارجا فوجده وقال له أتؤمن بابن الله أجاب من هو يا سيد لأؤمن به فقال له يسوع قد رأيته هو الذي يتكلم معك هو فقال أؤمن يا سيد وسجد له فقال يسوع لدينونة أتيت أنا إلى هذا العالم حتى يبصر الذين لا يبصرون ويعمى الذين يبصرون فسمع هذا الذين كانوا معه من الفريسيين وقالوا له ألعلنا نحن أيضا عميان قال لهم يسوع لو كنتم عميانا لما كانت لكم خطية ولكن الآن تقولون أننا نبصر فخطيتكم باقية
والمجد لله
Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, and we are celebrating the sixth Sunday in a great Lent, and we are celebrating also today the healing of the blind man. And during this also, these days, we have to talk about something very important, that we are talking about when exactly the man came to Jesus Christ and he said, "Please, the Son of God, please help me and heal and open my eyes." And he said, "After I was blind, now I see. I was blind, but now I see." And exactly I wanted to do and I wanted to say the same words at this man. He came to Jesus Christ and he said that, "I please heal me." And I wanted to do the same also with Jesus Christ and saying, "Please God help me and open my eyes to see you." And after that and after all the journey, I will say, "I was blind and now, but now I am see." In the opening of the Gospel of St. John, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to the through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race." Again, "And the life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome." Maybe sometimes we are talking about the miracles and how God is great and he opened the eyes of the blind man, but actually the greatness of God is he's opening our eyes, our spiritual eyes. It's amazing to see God by our eyes, by our heart. During the Lent, it's exactly like it's a journey, and there is a train and a station, and we have two rails. One is fasting and one is prayer. And during the journey, this, like, we are now like 8 weeks, and we have the station, and every station is the Sundays, and we are talking about by the end of this, the last station is the repentance. During the journey, every time I'm meeting God with a different perspective. And today is a perspective of opening the eye of my heart. Listen to St. Paul when he said in Ephesians 1:18-19, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Like he's trying to explain that maybe we have our eyes, yes, but the physical eyes, but actually the spiritual eyes is blinded. That's why I have to ask God, please help me to enlighten my heart, to enlighten my eyes, to open my eyes to see you with the right way. And continue in Ephesians, that may you know what is the hope of his calling, what are the righteous of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When God is open my eyes, I will see him different. I will see him with a different way. I will see him, number one, as a father. I will see him a different, that he is a protector. I will see him a creator, a pantocrator. I will see him with different than the love, the unconditional love.
The Greek language in this word, in the knowledge, or to know God, to know Him better, in the Greek language, it's totally different. Knowing, it's maybe a knowledge, to have like some knowledge about someone. But in when we open in the Greek language, what the meaning of knowing Him better, we will see knowing Him deeply, personally, and intimately. As exactly in Job, he said, "My ears have heard you of you, but now my eyes have seen you." The blind man, he heard about Jesus Christ begin in the beginning. He heard, that's why he went to him and like, "Please, can if you can help me, heal me." Hey, the David, the son of God, the son of David, please help me. And he tried to ask him, but he heard about Jesus Christ, but he never see him. And when Jesus Christ, he met him after, later, he said, "You know, who did that for you?" And then, "I know, I heard about him, but I didn't see him." Say, he said, "I am who I am. I hope one day I open my eyes and see Jesus Christ in front of me." And he said, "I am who I am. I'm asking to see him. Not only in heaven, because I have to see him in first here on earth, and after that I will see him in heaven. So I will know him in heaven." Knowing God, three levels. First level is the level of experience. Like, I heard about him from experience. Some people like talk about you. Or a level of knowledge. Yeah. I come to the church, I heard Abuna, I heard some servants, I also many of sermons. I listened to many sermons. I heard about you. But the last and the amazing level is a level of wisdom, a level of knowing him deeply, face to face with him. Personally, I know you and who you are. And also you are revealing yourself to me every single day. And it's coming only when I close my door and stay with him more and more. It's more close to God. It's more to know him, more to receive blessing, more to be like God. When Moses stay for 40 days on the mountain, after that he descended, was like his face was shining. Only 40 days he stayed with God. "And I receive God," he said, "abide in me and I abide in you." Knowing God with a sweet prayer. Every time I look to God, look to God, I'm asking him also to not only to reveal himself to me, no, to be with me every single second, to be in my journey, to be with me in my journey in this life. Knowing God also, when I pray, I try to ask him to open my eyes, as exactly the blind man said, "Open my eye." And not only the eyes, no, I wanted to open my heart to know you. When I'm reading his word, I have to see where is God and what is exactly the message that he is sending to me in this day. 24 hours, God is talking to me. And I reply on him, as Father Matthew the Poor, he said, that I'm replying in my prayer to what God is talking to me during the 24 hours. So after the 24 hours, I have to understand what is the message during the day and how I will see, I saw Jesus Christ during the day. I can't pass the day without knowing where is God in the 24 hours. I can't end my day without knowing the message that God is sending to me during the day. And I have to ask myself, is God is the center of my life or is different? I will read for you a quote from St. Augustine. He said, "See yourself, do you love Jesus?" He's asking, "See yourself, do you love Jesus?" So if I ask anyone, I ask myself, do you love Jesus? I will say, first of all, the first glance, I would say, yes, I'm loving Jesus from my heart. So he replied, are you really busy with it, with him? Has your mind filled with his signs, words, promises to you? That is the soul that has been attached to its beloved Jesus, always abides in him without separation and speaks with him secretly in a fiery heart talk. Not everyone who clings to the Lord has become one with him spiritually. He's referring to First Corinthians. He's asking the people at the time, do you love Jesus? Yes, I'm loving Jesus from my heart, but how do you love him? You are thinking about him all the day. You are thinking about his promises. You are thinking about his word. His word, his name on my in my tongue, in my heart, in my eyes. I see him all the day. I see the people in front of me exactly as Jesus in front of me. I see the face of Jesus on all the people. Or sometimes I'm hating some people. Or I don't like these people. I have to understand exactly how I love him. The problem is that I have sometimes a blindness. And this is exactly, we can say, the spiritual blindness. During these days, and where what we are facing, the problem of the COVID-19, and everyone now is staying at home. And then a lot of people say, like, okay, this is a problem, but it's a big problem now, and we have to stay. And they said, you know why? The world now is bad. That's why God allowed to have this to the world. Okay. But can I look to myself and first, not to the world? I have to look to myself. What is the message that I got it from God during these days? Why I can't see Jesus in all these troubles during these days? Why I have no peace in my heart? It's due to the blindness, a spiritual blindness. And let's go to the story for today, and let's see how the people around Jesus Christ are blind. Not the man who are like born blind. No, actually the other people. Number one, the disciple, they said, and his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that works of God should be revealed in him. Exactly, I'm doing. Like, do you think that God gave all this disease and this virus to the world because the world now is bad? So Jesus Christ said, can you look to yourself in first? Exactly. Why I'm looking to the world? I'm not changing the world. I'm changing myself in first. And maybe from my side, if the world see me, see the light inside me, they will repent and go back to God. So that's why exactly that they ignore the first disease to make me blind is the ignorance of the message of God to me. And I try to find the message to the people, but I'm not taking this message to me, to myself. And it's totally blindness. If the message is coming to me during the day and said, Habibi, this is a message to you. Stay, come to me, come back to me and repent. Come to my Balaam again. pray more and more. Pray to yourself, to your family, to the church. Pray also to the world. Ignoring the presence of God and ignoring the message make me, and ignoring to listen to the word of God. That's why this is what I said. Sometimes I can't hear the message because I'm not ready to receive the message. And to be ready to receive the message, I have to open my heart and ask God, enlighten my eyes. Jonah, he received the word of God and he ignored it. Go to Nineveh. He said, no, I will ignore your word. Sometimes I hear the voice of God, but I'm ignoring to what is the message. The second point which make me blind, it's a pride. The Pharisees. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man Jesus is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. One of the main obstacles to not make me, like, I can't see God through this obstacle is actually a pride, like the Pharisees. The first one is ignoring the message. I'm not ready to receive it. And I always see the message to the people, not seeing myself. I'm not going to myself and I'm staying with myself to see what did God is talking, how God is talking to me, what is the message. The second one is in pride. I'm very good. I have nothing. I'm always give the instructions. I'm always give advice to the people, but I'm not also see myself that I am poor. That's exactly the message to the angel of Laodicea. He said, like, you think that you are very rich, but you are very poor. So one of them also of the point that make me blind, the pride. And Jonah also too. Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? And I don't know, actually, sometimes we are hiding ourselves because I think I'm good. I have nothing. You know what? The problem is, there is other people had a problem, not myself. I'm good. I'm Christian. I'm coming to the church. I'm always praying. Everything is good in my life. And this is the pride. You are poor. One of the main messages that I have also to receive today from the blindness, or from the spiritual blindness, or the man born blind, wasn't the man who was blind, not the Pharisees, because they can't see Jesus Christ. They didn't accept him because they have a pride inside. They see everyone is bad, and I am the good. And at this time, even I can't confess my sins. Because I'm good. How I can go and repent and confess I'm good? I have nothing. And the third point is a fear. Where are the parents? We know he is our son, the parents answered. And we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or how open his eyes, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age. And they are fear, because they are fear from the other people, the Pharisees. And the fear, why I'm not revealing the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ to the people now. No, the people doesn't worry, don't like now, like to talk about God, about Jesus. This is like, we have a catastrophe sometimes, but we can't talk about that. Hide yourself, don't do the cross in front of the people. It's a fear. And when I'm afraid to reveal his name, I can't see him. I can't see him anymore. So how I can remove and how I can see God during the day? I have to open the word of God. I have to obey. I have to clean my heart. First of all, I have to clean. If I have, for example, some issues inside my heart, I can't love the people, I have any sin, first of all, I have to go to repent and confess my sins too. And after that, I will remove all the blindness from my heart or from my eyes. That's why every time we talk to God saying, God, please help me. And exactly, if you heard today the pollen, he said, if you wanted to really need, wanted to open your eyes, you open your heart to see God, he said, but now you yourself are to put off all these. So first of all, I have to put off all these to see God. The anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. Also, he said, if you want to open your eyes, to ask God to open your eyes and to see him, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgive you, so you also must do. But above all this, think all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So, actually, if I wanted to ask God to open my eyes, I have to go to Colossians 3, verse 5 to 17, and read it. And read it by from the heart. If I wanted to open my eyes, I have to read this part again. Remove all the sins from my heart. And I have to, as he said, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and the best things, it's love each one. God give us in these days to open our eyes, also to see him as he give the lightness to the blind man. Also we ask God to give us in these days also to the light, to see Jesus Christ in our life and every second in our life, and to bless every family from this church and also from all the world. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, from essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from it, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. Then gosh devon chayet henti anastasis entenirif mot den bion chente piones neio amin.
Is more in Pongosi.
It of
God, the great eternal who formed man in incorruption and death, which in the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and all the apostolic.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, entailing death. And make a worthy your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling under condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offering order, stand with trembling, Lord, look toward the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of St. Sion to Constant Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your God, Father, and our Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. a mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Acción que zinque o.
Condos, condos, condos. مملوءتاني من مجدك الله
الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الإنقاذ بل دعتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوسة في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة ماريا granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. Salvation unto death, which ran over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
أصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازة هذا الذي يظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحو أماله
كرحمتك يا رب وليس كخطايا
Empainishti emasterayon enteti metestezi emseshan pifi evmo kampi onchem piko Recipients and the apostles say, take heed of it, all of you, for this is my body which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
And وهكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزج من خمر وماء وشكر.
آمين.
بارك الله.
آمين.
وقد لتلاميذ القديسين وسطار قائلا خذوا اشربوا منه كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي الذي العهد الجديد الذي يسفك عنكم وعن كثيرين يعطى لمغفرة الخطايا هذا اصنعه لذكري
وهذا هو أيضا بالحقيقة.
Proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens, we confess, we praise you, we bless you.
Commemorate the Holy Passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heaven, His sitting at your right hand, O Father, and His second coming from down, so full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what in your former condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you. Worship you.
accentum is holy body. Mission of an eternal love to those who partake of Him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
نعم نسألك أيها المسيح إلهنا ثبت أساس الكنيسة
يا رب ارحم
وحدانية القلب التي للمحبة فلتتأصل فينا لأن مبر الإيمان سهل لنا طريق التقوى
يا رب ارحم
The shepherds control and those whom they shepherd confirm
Lord have mercy
أعطي بهاء للإكليروس نسكا للرهبان والراهبات
يا رب ارحم
Purity to those in virginity A virtuous life to those in wedlock.
Lord, have mercy.
رحمة للتائبين صلاحا للأغنياء.
يا رب ارحم.
Make me to the pious help to the poor.
Lord, have mercy.
الشيوخ قوهم والذين في الحداثة يا رب أدبهم.
يا رب ارحم.
The unbelievers restore and ask of the church come to an end.
Lord, have mercy.
ارفع عن العالم الوباء. واجعل أبواب الكنيسة مفتوحة للمؤمنين
يا رب ارحم
Tribe the divinity of the earth and guard us all in the unity of the righteousness
Lord have mercy Lord have mercy Lord have mercy
May your word or mother the birthday of your holy the perfection of our souls our body one spirit may become one body one spirit may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have pleased in the beginning remember O Lord the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church
Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
الذي اقتنيت بالأمة بالجمع الكريم الذي للمسيح فاز بسلام وجميع الأرزاق والرزقين الذين فيها وأول أذكر يا رب بنا توبة ومكرم رئيس الأرزاق فبدرك بابا معظم لما تدرس الثاني وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف المكرم الأنبا بولس
صلوا من أجل رئيس كهنتنا البابا المعظم الأنبا تودروس الثاني بابا
الأبا وبطريرك ورئيس سقفة المدينة العظمى الإسكندرية وشريكة في الخدمة الرسولية بين الأسقف المكرم الأنباء بولس وسائر سقفتنا الأرثوذكسيين.
يا رب
to find the word of truth with them, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما أعان.
ارحمنا يا الله لم ضبط الكون.
Remember, Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours in every place and in every monastery, our Orthodox Father.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
والساكنين في كنيستك يصرخون إليك وبك ومعك قائلين
ارحمنا ارحمنا ارحمنا
بوحدانية القلب يعطي طمأنينة للعالم مزاجا حسنا للهوى
Graciously, O Lord, accord to the Lord the air of heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the earth, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, that Christ our God may bless them, have mercy on his creation that his hands has made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Esad ha kamigdara kanamatika varra waghil ar. ليرموا حرثها ولتكثر أثمارها أعدها للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر يا رب حياتنا كما يليق بارك إقليل السنة بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرملة واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كلنا نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس لأن أعين الكل تترجى لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعامهم في كل حين حسن. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness. Every two having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gift, those on whose behalf thee have brought. And all by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and precious gift, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
And it, O Lord, a command of your only begotten Son, and we share the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember the saints who have blessed youth and the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the righteous consummated in the faith, most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John, the firm of the martyrs, and Stephen, our deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch Saint Severus, our teacher, discourse, Saint Athanasius the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sulpicius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, San Gregory the Logian, San Gregory the Wonder Worker, San Gregory the Armenian, then 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Nevpenioten ziki os peneshti av Antonios, nempesmi ava Pavli, nempishom tes oab ava meka. No shire tiro in stavarovo orus nempenio tavian be romenos nempenio tava pishoi pimis mi promente leios timen riten te penso tiren a وابن بابول الطموح عسكيال تلميذه السيدين الابوين الروميين ماكسيموس ودوماديوس وتسع والاربعين شهيدا شيوشه والقوي القديس ابا موسى ويوحنس كمالقس وابن بدانيال القموس وابن بيسيزوروس القس وابن باباخوم اب الشركه وتدروس تلميذه وابن شنود رئيس المتوحدين وابن ويسو تلميذه وابن تكلا هيمنون وابن ابراهام اسقف الفيوم والجيزه وابن البطريرك البابا كيرلوس السادس والارشزياكون حبيب ارجس وكل مصاف قديسين هؤلاء الذين بسؤالاتهم وطلباتهم ارحمنا كلنا معا وانقذنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي دعي علينا
القارئون فليقولوا أسماء بين البطارق القديسين الذين رقدوا الرب ينيح نفوسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
بركاتهم المقدسة فلتكن معنا آمين المجد لك يا رب يا رب لك يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب باركنا يا رب نيحهم
هؤلاء كل أحد يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم
والذين لا في فكرنا والذين في كل أحد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب أذكر أنفس عبيدك أبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا مرقص عبد المسيح وأبونا أرسنيوس عزيز وأذكر أيضا من طغمة العلمانيين فإذا جرس أنيسة أديب تفضل يا رب نيح نفوسهم جميعا في أعضانا بين القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرة على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحوت والكآب أنت نهت في نور قديسي
يا رب ارحمني
الكون
أبا ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح، لأنه جعلنا أهلنا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونغنم اسمه القدوس. هو أيضا فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة وصعود أسرار الإلهية. غير الميتة. Panto Grator de Lord, our God.
Amen, amen. Pray.
Lord, have mercy.
His only begotten Son to the world. He taught us the law and the commandments written in the Holy Bible, and taught us that fasting and prayer cast out devils, as he said that this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer. And fasting.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
اللذان رفع إلي إلى السماء وخلص دانيال من جب الأسوم. الصوم والصلاة هما اللذان عمل بهما موسى حتى أخذ الناموس والوصايا المكتوبة بإصبع الله. الصوم والصلاة هما اللذان عملا بهما أهل نينوى فرحمهما الله وغفر لهم خطاياهم ورفع غضبه عنه.
كريم برحا
fasting and prayer were praised by the prophet so they could prophesy concerning the advent of Christ many generations before his coming. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the apostles when they preached it to all nations and made them Christians and baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fasting and prayer were pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. As soon as Salah, whom Allazani Amila Bim al Abrar, was Siddiqun wal Ubas al Salib, Asakanu fil Gibal wal Barari wa Shukuk al Ard. من أجل عظم محبته في الملك المسيح fast from all evil impurity and righteousness, and let us proceed towards this holy sacrifice and partake in it with thanksgiving, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul and unshamed face and faith, a perfect love, and a firm hope, we may boldly venture without fear to pray to you, O God, the Holy Father, who art in heaven and sing our Father.
As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Chen Becheresto.
Kirio, kina. صلاتي
إن أبي أنسى
في أذكر شعبك أيضا يا رب كل الذين في الضيق يا رب افرج عنهم والحزان يا رب عزيهم ارفع رب عنا رب هذا الوباء يا رب وافتح يا رب أبواب الكنيسة يا رب للكل يتمتعوا أيضا يا رب في حضنك باركنا يا رب بارك أولادك وحافظ عليهم المتغيبين يا رب والبعاد يا رب عن حضنك رجعهم مرة أخرى يا رب فهم ضالين يا رب بارك يا رب كنيستك وبارك يا رب خدامك وشعبك وأبائي يا ربي وإخوتي بارك يا رب أسقفنا وجميع الأساقفة وبطركنا Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless them.
Save them and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The whole Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of our God, Amen.
Amen.
مقدس وكريم جسد ودم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح. ابن إلهنا آمين
آمين
Emmanuel Penotti Fai Perchen Ometh Me Amen
Amen Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe. And confess to the last bread, the life-giving flesh, that your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made one divinity without mingling, without confusion, and without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave enough for us upon the holy wood of the cross, of his own will for us all. بالحقيقة يؤمن أن لاهوته لم يفارق نسوته لحظة واحدة ولا طرفة عين يعطى عنا خلاصا وغفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه أؤمن أن هذا هو بالحقيقة
Tinati Tinati Jethaite Genomis Miamin Tovher Yegon Nimijene Christianos Niven Et Avgos Nonis Vitu Jari pen me vichen epie me pchois, irini ke agapiso e Christo, me thimon epsalate goele eloiem, prosevex aste ipertis, axies metalepseos akranton, ke poranion ton agion mysterio, Kyrie eleison.
Doxasi Kyrie eleison. Doxasi. Alleluia.
firmament and of his power. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fast for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Let's praise him for his mighty acts. Alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fast for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Praise him according to the multitudes of his greatness. Alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fast for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Trumpet, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Let's praise him with psaltery and harp, alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Praise him with timbrel and chorus, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Let's praise him with strings and organs, alleluia, alleluia.
As Jesus Christ, fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights.
Praise him with pleasant sounding cymbals, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus Christ, fasted for us 40 days and 40
يا ملاك ذي ذبيحة الصاعد العلو، اذكرنا أمام الرب، يغفر لنا خطايانا.
أمين الليل يا دكس أبتريك
Amen. Ten oche volengo e moje open cho. Jesus de Cristo sereneste vinere e goner meone me mene goshante sotene novi. Sotiem mono onai nan kiriele ison kiriele ison kirie flonge sone mines moe roes moe roes. Timetonia coni evol goem bezmo.
Christus penus.
Amine se shopi.
Nan te kirini semninan te kirini kane nove nan evolji sok te ti gomne mesmo be mashane amin. May a word to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن الله المسيح وشركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون مع جميعكم.